When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 217. Tip number 5, optimize your cell phone bill by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. And I am Dan, your personal narrator for today and every weekday here on the program. And this is where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. Today's post is from Ramit Sethi. It's another one of his tips. The last one I read to you was only about 12 episodes ago, back in episode 205. I read How to Negotiate Lower Car Insurance. You might remember that one. So if you like these quick tips, you can check out episode 205 also. But for now, let's hear his tip about cell phones and start optimizing your life. Tip number 5, optimize your cell phone bill by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. This is tip number 5 of the Save $1,000 in 30 Days Challenge. Today's tip is to optimize your cell phone bill. Many of us, including me, pick a cell phone plan, then never check to see if it's the right one for us based on our usage. Because the average cell phone bill is about $50, that's $600 per year of money you can optimize. Perfect. Today, I'm going to show you two ways to cut your cell phone bill. One easy, one hard. And remember, this tip doesn't just apply to cell phones. You can optimize your spending on nearly any other subscription you've got. Optimizing your cell phone bill the easy way. First, let me say, if you still have a landline, the easiest tip is to call your wireless company and bundle it all into one plan, or get rid of your landline altogether. Anyway, when I went to buy a new cell phone a couple of months ago, I picked the Unlimited Everything plan. Unlimited voice, unlimited data, unlimited text. I also set a 3-month check-in on my calendar to go back and analyze my spending patterns so I could cut back on my plan if needed. This is a technique I use a lot. With any usage-based services like web apps or cell plans, I'll pay a little more upfront so I can monitor my usage, then downgrade to the appropriate plan after 3 months. You should also know that, according to a recent survey by J.D. Power & Associates, people who text message, email, and download files on mobile phones spend $14 a month more than people who don't. Do you really need all that stuff? Could you try going a couple of months without it? It pays to look at your actual usage and switch to a plan that better fits your needs. If you're only using 150 text messages, you can probably downgrade to the 200 text messages a month plan. As you get used to the new limit, add a calendar reminder to check in on the 15th of each month and make sure you're not wildly over for the first few months. Optimizing your cell phone, the harder but more rewarding way. Cell phone companies have this wildly curious business model of acquiring tons of customers through very expensive means, like national advertising, then churning through them by treating them horribly. Yet even they know that it's cheaper to retain an existing customer than to acquire a new one. You can use this customer acquisition cost in your favor. Here's how. 1. Find comparable plans for your usage on other cell phone networks. For example, I'm with AT&T, so I'll investigate Verizon, T-Mobile, and Sprint by going to their websites. Write down how much they each cost, how many minutes you get, and any other benefits. 2. Call your current cell phone company. The phone numbers for the 4 biggest companies are listed on this blog post. 3. First, be nice. Ask them what better plans they have to offer you. You. Hi, I was looking at my plan and it's getting pretty expensive. Could you tell me what other plans you have that would save me money? Them. Blah, blah, same plans as on the website, blah, blah. You. What about any plans not listed on the website? Them. No, what we have is listed on the website. Plus, you're on a contract and have an early cancellation fee of XXX dollars. You. Well, I understand that, but I'd be saving X number of dollars even with that cancellation fee. Look, you know times are tough, so I'm thinking of switching to name of competitor company. Unless there are any other plans you have? No? Okay, can you switch me to your cancellation department, please? Note, what you really want is to be switched to their customer retention department, which is the group that has the ability to retain you by giving you a bunch of free deals. You can either ask to be switched directly to the customer retention department, or play a game and hope that by asking for cancellation, you're actually transferred to retention. Play around with a few phone calls and see what works best. When you get to the customer retention department, ask for the same thing. This is when you pull out your competitive intel on the other services being offered. If Verizon is offering something for $10 less, tell them that. That's $120 savings a year right there. But you can do more. You. Listen, you know times are tough and I need to get a better deal to stick with you guys. You know and I know that your customer acquisition cost is hundreds of dollars. It just makes sense to keep me as a customer. So what can you do to offer me this plan for less money? Notice that you didn't say, can you give me a cheaper plan? Because yes-no questions always get a no answer when speaking to wireless customer service reps. Ask leading questions. You also invoke the customer acquisition cost, which is meaningful to retention reps. Finally, it really helps if you're a valued customer who's stuck around for a long time and actually deserves to be treated well. If you jump around from carrier to carrier, you're not a worthwhile customer to carriers. One final thing. People get scared that if they go to the cancellation department and try to negotiate, they'll get their account canceled without really wanting to do that. There are two things to remember about negotiating your wireless bill. One, you have a much stronger position if you're actually willing to walk away and switch to another plan. And two, your account will never get canceled until you say the final word. You can negotiate for 3 hours and walk away if you want. Use this technique on virtually any subscription you're paying. Businesses want to keep customers and are willing to negotiate, but since most people don't, they're leaving money on the table. Total savings, $20 to $600.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
You just listened to the post titled Tip Number 5, Optimize Your Cell Phone Bill by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. And once again, if you like these quick tips that Ramit has, also check out episode 205 where he talked about negotiating lower car insurance, and also episode 168 where he talked about buying generic versus name brands. And before we go, we're getting close to the end of the year, which means it's time for another of our book giveaways. We raffle off a book to a random person on our mailing list on the first of every single month. So if you want to be in on that, if you want to be a part of that drawing and also get some free spreadsheet tools from us, come by oldpodcast.com and enter your email address. It's totally free and a great way to show your support for what we are doing here each and every weekday. You can also text to join. Just text the word financial to the number 44222. That's financial to 44222. Or again, enter your email address at oldpodcast.com. And that's going to do it for today. Tomorrow we'll be hearing from Jay Money of Budgets Are Sexy. So I will see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Finance Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.